With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into a post-game wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. There were highs and lows. There were a lot of typical things found in a preseason game, John, tonight. So I think we should probably just start from the start and begin sorting through the first four quarters of preseason play.
Well, look, when you turn the ball over the first two times you get it, as the Saints did, and one of those ends up, you know, costing you points, and then they had a couple of turnovers that led directly to points. That's 14 points immediately, and then Luke McCown throws an interception in the end zone to take points off the board. It's going to be hard to win a game that way. So, you know, there were some good things to see. Obviously, Luke McCown moved the football pretty well. Garrett Greason looked fairly smooth, working with the first unit a couple of times. So he got a good look tonight, good long look. Drew Brees played only the first series, so you got that out of Drew Brees. But it really was more about seeing Garrett Greason playing at quarterback with the number twos and the ones, excuse me, and then the twos. And Garrett Greason looked pretty smooth out there outside of the turnover. And that was one of those where, you know, you wish Brandon Coleman had helped him out a little bit more on that reception. But, you know, it ends up turnover and it's a pick six and it is what it is. So, you know, but when you give up 14 points directly off turnovers and then you have an interception in the end zone to take points off the board, it's going to be tough to win.
Yeah, turnovers and penalties, probably the two things that taint this ball game more than anything else. Now, there were some highlights. Boy, Michael Thomas came out smoking, didn't he?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, if you throw it in his vicinity, it looks like he comes down with it. You know, we talk about the Twitter handle, Can't Guard Mike, and he keeps making plays. Circus catches, routine catches, it really doesn't matter. He's just got the goods. He made a couple of plays where, you know, he was one of the guys. He might be the only guy on the team who makes those plays right now. And it's good to see out of a rookie.
After New England scored 22 points off of Saints turnovers, that means the Saints defense really only allowed 12 tonight, especially back in the first half. We got a good, strong look at the first and second team defense, a defense that's been trending up since the start of training camp. John, did they continue that upward trend tonight? Did they simply just back up what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think they pretty much backed up what we've seen. I think the ones held steady against New England's ones. Granted, it was Jimmy Garoppolo and not Tom Brady, but look, you got to play who you got to play, and you got to play against who you play against. The Saints didn't have both of their starting corners, so you take that into account too. But they looked pretty good ones against ones defensively.
All right, couple of guys that may have stuck out tonight that you weren't necessarily expecting, or at least if you've been paying attention to our coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com, you may have had a heads up about Tommy Lee Lewis, Daniel Lasco, and a couple of others that showed some flashes here in their limited chances.
Well, I think we got to first bounce back to Kasim Edebali, who's fighting for a starting job, ends up with two sacks. One of them, James Laurinaitis, kind of helped him out a little bit. But look, you got to be in the right place at the right time, and Kasim was. He gets the two sacks. Tommy Lee Lewis, we saw the speed again. We see what he can cause, the problems he can cause with that speed. Scores a two-point conversion on the jet sweep, and so we know that he can do those kinds of things. Daniel Lasco, a guy who is going to be very difficult to keep off the 53-man roster, okay? Not only can he play running back, we saw that, but he is very much into special teams. He said he was, and the proof is in the pudding. He went out there, and we saw him split a double team, go through a block, and make a tackle on special teams. That kind of play keeps you on a team.
Yeah.
Whether you're a seventh-round pick like he is or you're an undrafted rookie, that kind of play keeps you on a team.
Absolutely. John, you talked to some of the players in the locker room after the game. You also heard head coach Sean Payton's post-game comments. What stuck out amongst those conversations?
Well, I think the main thing was Coach Payton was a little downcast because, you know, the turnovers and the penalty yards really bothered him. I think one of the things he wanted to see, or one of the things he had mentioned, is, you know, how will a team respond to adversity? Well, the Saints responded fairly well to the turnovers, but they just turned it over too many times. Four turnovers total, two that lead directly to points, and that's a big uphill to climb. And Luke McCown said, look, the turnovers were on me. You know, it's my fault. I'm the last line of defense. I got to protect the football. That was on the fumble return for a touchdown. On the pass interception in the end zone, he said, look, he zigged, I zagged, lack of communication. We had a communication problem there. So that's one of those things they'll try to clean up.
Biggest takeaway for you?
Well, biggest takeaway is the Saints came into this game and they wanted to win this game. They weren't able to win it on the scoreboard. Hopefully they'll see some positive things. We saw some nice individual positives. I think Garrett Greason played pretty well, all things considered. Yes, his first pass is intercepted and run back for a touchdown. But again, I don't necessarily know that that's all his fault. And certainly beyond that, he looked pretty comfortable with what he was doing.
All right. Mark Ingram did have two touchdowns tonight. This after fumbling on the first offensive series. I was glad to see Mark get a chance to get back in there, redeem himself, and feel maybe a little bit better about his performance tonight. Nonetheless, it is a loss, as John mentioned. 34-22 is the final. The Saints, who did not win a preseason game last year, now 0-1 to start this preseason slate. The Saints will travel back to the Greenbrier at West Virginia following this one. There's a 1 week left of camp there before heading off to Houston for joint practices with the Texans and preseason game number 2, 1 week from Saturday night. That'll do it for us from New England. For John Ashazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Thanks for being with us tonight on NewOrleansSaints.com.